Hey ladies, I hope you're having an awesome day. It is so great to be back and recording another episode. This one's special, as if they're not all special. I love what I do. And this one is a little bit more catered and specific to at least one of you, but I bet that many of you can also relate. Why is because this was asked inside of the Facebook community. So if you're not part of that yet, go to Set Free Sisterhood on Facebook and join the community. If anything, you'll get reminders of the podcast episodes so that you can see what's coming up. Sometimes there's questions in there to kind of get you thinking of maybe some areas of growth for yourself. And occasionally I will do teachings and I'll come in there live. And where I really, really spend a lot of my time is on this podcast. And I think it's important that there's a community and y'all can gather and you can connect in there. And we will do some stuff. You know, there's as I'm growing and as the community's growing and as I have the capacity to do different things and try to find what serves you best, I have these places available for you. So where do you go to find everything? Go to my website. It is now very structured and clean. So you go to setfreesisterhood.com. And you can find the free masterclass. You can find a way to get in touch with me if you're curious about coaching and how I could support you. And you can go straight to the roadmap that I've created, this step-by-step course to help you stop drinking. I mean, it's basically going to give you a head start. These are maps and tools that I have created based on my journey and the journey I've seen some of my one-on-one clients go through. So it gives you a jump start. So if you're like, hey, I want to go ahead and start removing it. I want to be alcohol free for 7 days. I'm going to do the whole 6 weeks. I want to explore what it looks like to reduce it. All that is available for you. And that is setfreesisterhood.com. Today, I'm going to talk about what one of my members wrote in and asked about. She asked about how to get clear on her values and about habits and digging underneath why I overdrink. So I hope you enjoy the episode and we'll talk soon. Hey sister, are you newly alcohol free, but you've been hanging on for dear life, hoping you don't fall backward? Or maybe you're still stuck in a cycle of overdrinking even when you told yourself you would stop, waking up each day with thoughts of self-loathing? Is your anxiety through the roof so much that you wake up at 3 a.m. with your heart racing and negative thoughts about yourself? You hide it so well, not many people know. Girl, I get you and I see you. I'm Michelle Porterfield and for so many years I experienced all of this. Here's the deal, quitting drinking's just the first step. I believe that's why it can be so scary. We know deep down it's more. Once we see what's underneath all the covering up, true freedom is found, and I'm here to help you do just that. So whether you're newly alcohol free or just sober curious, there is freedom on the other side. I can't wait to help you ditch the wine witch or help you find your mindset breakthrough and reignite your purpose after alcohol. Girlfriend, you are in the right place. Welcome to Set Free Sisterhood. Okay, ladies. So Cassidy wrote, "Good morning, Michelle. From the first time I listened to one of your podcasts, I felt the importance and love that you have for all the women that struggle with the common issues we share." I love that. "You help me not to feel alone in this battle and give me so much hope I take with me on a daily basis. What comes to mind when you ask what specific topics that I notice or struggle with, it would be my core values, breaking habits, and really digging deep into the root of my overdrinking. I hope this helps. I can't wait for the masterclass. God bless and thank you for being the woman you are and sharing yourself with all of us queens." So first of all, I love that. Thank you so much. When y'all share how it's helping you, that just continues to give me hope, to give me courage, to continue to use my voice and speak out because you're what matters. Like this is clearly a calling for me and I couldn't be here if I had not struggled. So that's kind of the beauty of when we look at even people throughout the Bible and stories of people's pain, a lot of times can turn into their passion and their purpose and their journey. So I love that what I am doing is blessing you. And I celebrate you for showing up and saying, hey, this is an area of struggle and I want some help here. So that's why I ask these questions. So anytime, if as a listener, if there's something that you're personally going through, please let me know. Come into the Facebook group and message through there, or just shoot me an email. You have my email. It's on all of the show notes of every podcast, but I'll tell you here, Michelle@setfreesisterhood.com, and just shoot me an email. Say, hey, Michelle, I'm really struggling with this piece. I'm working on this journey and I'm just struggling. And I'll just maybe if you could talk about this. And also, there might be an opportunity for you, if you haven't listened to all the episodes, you could go back, especially if you're new to maybe seeing this somewhere else, like a video recording, because this is new for me to do these. You might be like, who is that? I've never really heard of her. Go check it out. Go to setfreesisterhood.com. Go to Set Free Sisterhood on iTunes podcasts and get curious. What is this all about? What does she have to offer? What is she teaching? How can she help me? At the end of the day, when we go searching for podcasts or YouTube, typically we're going to find support. We're looking for help. We're looking for guidance. We're looking for information. So I want that to be this space for you. And then I want you to be aware that, you know, there might be some gaps and you might need support. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I want to just acknowledge Cassidy for being honest and writing in. And I bet that there are many of you who could ask these same questions and express that you feel the same. And I can't see you, but I know that you could say, yep, I do that a lot when I'm listening to something. I'm like, yep, that's me. You see me. So I want you to be in that place right now if you're available to do that. Okay. And just come into a place of yes. So if that's you, I want you to really lean in and let's talk. Okay. So here's the sky view answer is what I call it. Like this higher perspective answer. Even though my podcast will teach you a lot and I give you tools to put in action, I don't know where each one of you are right now in your very, very personal journey. I can't speak right into your circumstance of life and see how to serve you and hold you accountable, right? Now, the beauty of it is a lot of these podcasts and episodes will do that for you. I mean, there's been many times I've been listening to something. I'm like, hey, do they have a camera in my car or have they been in my home? They know exactly what I'm going through. And some of you have said that too. But like I said in the intro, many of us we all are so different in our minute little details and recipes. So I bet you have a lot of information. I know you've read the books, you've heard the podcast, and you probably know some of the action steps and you're just not doing it. That's part of it too. And I mentioned that earlier as well. I actually did a live in the group this morning just to ask people, what do y'all need? And kind of went into that conversation of, you know, if that's you and you're at this place where you know a lot of things, but you're not taking action, then that's where we can connect. That is the power of having a coach, a counselor, a therapist, a leader, you know, someone in your life that can help you bridge the gap, basically. So I was there. And you may remember me sharing my story, if you haven't heard that, where I went through all this. I went through all the detox, 30-day detox. I tried to really lean into 30-day challenges, or if it was about health or supplements. Now, I'm all about some supplements, and I have specific ones that I will not go without the rest of my life. And that matters for my overall health, because at the end of the day, we just, in this world we live in and the food we have, we just can't get it all through food. And so that's that. I read the books, I consumed the podcast, and they did help me see where I was not alone and that it was clearly an issue that so many people had, which I think is fantastic and huge. Like, we need that, because it feels really gross when you think you're alone. First of all, you're not, but sometimes we can get so locked in our own circumstances, and especially if the enemy is really on us and we're really struggling in a lot of spaces and the environments of our life, we can feel that. We can feel that we're alone, and we really are not. And that's huge. So that was huge for me. But here's what I needed. I needed to see inside my stories, my beliefs, my history, my certain circumstances, and my potential obstacles. That's what took me getting one-on-one support. Now remember, I've told you, as a leader and a teacher, I'm not going to tell you to do something that I have not done, that I'm willing to do, or that I'm in the process of doing. I think that's powerful. And so I dove in and I worked and I had a coach and we went in and we started highlighting all this, and that was what bridged the gap for me. And that's where I can turn around now and say, hey, I'm holding you. I'm holding this space for you and helping you and guiding you. And that's the beauty of it. And I still have a coach, because guess what? There's not this place of arrival. If you choose to want to continue to grow, and especially for myself, I want to grow and develop to serve you more, but also I'm serving my God, and He wants this for me, and He wants me to grow, and He wants me to learn, and He wants me to still heal. And the thing about growth and this journey specifically, and why it's so important that we get alcohol out of the way, is because there's a lot of blocks that we can't see when the alcohol's in the way anyway, right? But that's when we realize that other things begin to come up. Y'all know that I've been through a divorce, separation and divorce, okay? And I can tell you with 100% certainty, there is no way that I could have known the things I knew or communicated or felt or experienced or walked through that season if I was still drinking. No way. I would have been so full of anger and guilt and regret and questioning. I knew I had to be clear-minded and I had to be on my journey of healing. Because for me, quitting drinking was not the result of me going forward and getting divorced. That's not it. And so many of you may have heard my story and like, oh my God, when I stop drinking, how is this going to affect my relationship? So just so you know, that's so normal. Your brain is trying to protect you, and that there's powerful relationships that, you know, it will stop. We'll like hit that ceiling of growth. If we think we go beyond this growth, we're going to lose this relationship, then we stop. We're not willing to. Now, there can be some challenges in there and how we feel about ourselves. But however, most of the time, that's not true. That's not going to happen. And are you willing to stop growing and stay? It might be in a season of stuck to keep that relationship as it is. Because there's conversations and there's growth to be had inside of that relationship. And this can be with every area. So I want you to hear me say that your relationship is going to shift and change, but we don't know what that's going to look like until you get to a place where you're shifting and changing and healing. But if you're being the not version of yourself to please someone else and stay in that relationship, then you must be miserable. Because I know for me, there were seasons where I was the not version of me in a lot of different areas in relationships. So I want to encourage you and say, there's beauty through this growth and this pain. And I know that for me, I think I was 3 years alcohol-free at least before I walked through this. And it wasn't like I was like, let me quit drinking and let me be alcohol free. And then I had no idea that's where this journey was going to go. But I will say that because I was sober minded, I was praying, I was really working with a coach through all my emotions and the roller coasters of my experiences, I walked through it in the best of my ability, and I have no regrets. I can always say, oh, well, could I have said this a little different? Could I have been a little kinder here? Absolutely, we're human. But with clarity, I know that I am, you know, on the path and I'm where I'm supposed to be in this moment. And everything is as it should be in this moment. Everything that has brought you here listening now is the same thing in my life that has brought me here speaking to you. We can heal, we can grow, we can learn, we can move through guilt, but shame and judgment upon ourselves will not move us forward and help us heal. So I do not have that in my notes. That came up from a whole different place, and I know that it's going to make this episode longer, but for someone, they needed to hear that today. Whether you've had a fear about doing this because of a relationship, removing alcohol because of a relationship, or the potential of what if my relationship ends, I think that's probably for you right now. Okay? All right. So, with all that said about my journey and what I believe is the beauty and power of coaching, I'm also going to highlight some ways where we can answer this question for Cassidy, and I can answer this question for all of you listening. In the meantime, if you know you need support and you want to set up a call, email me, michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. All right, let's talk about values. That was the first part. Core values, let's talk about what they are. They're the guiding principles that shape your actions, behaviors, and your decision making, right? They also, though, shift and flow throughout your life because we're going to have different ones. Just think about, I don't have the same values as I did as a 5-year-old or a 16-year-old, right? It's so funny when I talk about and when I see my younger self, those are my most outstanding ages. So interesting to me that that's where I go when I think about that. That's kind of cool. So, are you feeling resistance about an area of your life as far as a personal behavior or relationship? Are you feeling resistance? So when we're struggling with our values and knowing what they are, how we feel, if there's resistance, so if you're walking through right now this feeling against over drinking and you're feeling guilty and there's pressure and you just don't feel in alignment, it could be butting up against a value. Could be honesty, could be integrity, could be really butting up against your faith. And when you think about, oh my gosh, what does the Lord ask of me? What does my relationship to Him look like? You know, He calls me to be sober-minded and clear. And He calls me to go to Him. Like, He'll take it. His yoke is easy, right? He's saying, hey, I can take your troubles, but we're not giving it to Him. We're turning towards alcohol and we're turning towards numbing out. Okay? So if that's happening, you're in conflict with a value. So for an example, for me, it was integrity. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. That's the definition of integrity. I begin to wonder while I was feeling so down on myself and really beginning to not like who I was and who I was becoming, I was hiding how I felt and how much I drank and how I would make these little promises to myself and then I would not keep them. So my integrity was shaken because I couldn't even keep the promises that I was making to myself, and integrity is a high value of mine. And now, since walking through my journey and healing, like, integrity is up here. Like, it's a non-negotiable. I do not struggle anymore with that. I'm very honest. I'm very forthcoming. I do what I say I'm going to do. I apologize if I hurt you. That's huge for me. And there again, could I have really walked in that when I was over drinking? When I was numbing out this part of my brain that would allow me to have clear, conscious choice? No. And it was an inside job. I had to really work internally and heal that. So I want you to check in on that one. And just, I want to ask, what's coming up for you right now? How are you feeling? And what are some things you can learn? Okay. The next one she asked about was breaking the habit. Well, let's talk about the science of a habit, because there is a rhythm and a science. I call it the habit loop, because it just feels like, Lord have mercy, I was in a loop. And we still are. I mean, I'm working on some habits now and some behaviors that I have that I'm wanting to shift and change to be a more healthier me, right? Like I said in the beginning, this is a long-term journey, okay? So all habits proceed through stages. There's a cue, a craving, a response, and a reward. So I like to call them trigger, action, reward. So basically what's happening is there's a trigger, you take action, and there's a reward. Now, there can be good, healthy, growing habits, and there can be harmful, bad habits. So that's where we realize, oh, I'm triggered, I drink. The reward is dopamine. It is the ability to, quote unquote, relieve stress. Y'all can actually see me today since I'm doing a video for those who get to see the video version. And it's a buzz, it's numbness, it's disconnection, and so on. So here's the thing, is you realize at some point that action is not serving you anymore because it is very, very temporary, right? How many of you have ever said, wow, I am so glad I overdrank last night because all my problems are gone and I get to start the day afresh? I mean, if you have, I'd love to hear from you because I have not. That had never happened for me. So what's the part you can change right now? Because we have to be present and be in awareness so that we can change the action to create a new action, right? So here's the deal. It's not easy, but it's simple. And I kind of get a little, you saw how I like did that there. If you can't see me, I'm kind of squinching up. I used to get so annoyed when I heard that. It's not easy, but it's simple. Like, I can hear different voices throughout the years, whether it be someone on a podcast or one of my, you know, even coach trainers throughout the years. But it's so true. It is really, really that simple. And it shows me that I can make changes to my life. That it's not rocket science, it's not hard to make changes. I digress. It is hard. There are some times it's hard. It's not complicated. That's what I meant to say. Yes, expect the hard. See how unconsciously I said that? No, please expect the hard. There are hard, but it's not complicated. It's simple. The action is simple, okay? So, and I'm going to leave that in there because I want y'all to see where, you know, we say things a lot of times that are unconsciously, like as I was in rhythm of speaking. And I like to leave this stuff for y'all because these are the things I pay attention to now with language. And a lot of times you'll hear me when you work with me one-on-one, I'll dissect your language a little bit of how you say things. And I'm going to do another episode. That was one of the very, very first episodes I did, was about language and the power of what we say. And I've talked about it several times, but I'm going to talk about it again because it is fantastic. And it is so helpful on this journey of awareness and being conscious and working towards this goal that we have. All right. So here's your action step on this one as well. How can you change the action today? What new action can you create? So when you have a trigger, which is the cue to go take action, to mix a drink, grab a drink, go to your kitchen, go to the store, whatever your path is to get there, what can you do different? How can you shift that action? Let's start there. Now see how simple that is? But it's not easy. It is hard. I'm going to remind you. You're going to say, oh my God, that's hard. I'm just so used to doing it. Yeah. But you have the power to do hard stuff. You're a woman. Think about all the things you've done in your life that's been flipping hard. I mean, if you have children, just look in their lives and tell yourself you can do hard. If you have a job, where in your job have you done things that were really hard? Do you have a family? Have you cared for your parents? especially sick parents or ill parents or walk through death. You've done hard things. You can do this. Okay? Digging deep to the root of my overdrinking is the last section here. Thanks for hanging in with me, ladies. Whew, I put in my nose, because that's how I feel it. I feel that right here. I feel this desire to really get to the root. And this is where the truth and the growth and the healing and the awarenesses and the breakthroughs, that's where they come in. And it is much harder to see these things and be open to this when we're in the haze of drinking. And the drinking is still consuming you because the path is not clear. And there will always be days that you're going to have more challenges. You're going to overdrink. And there's going to be other days where you don't. And this is going to allow you to flow and begin to dig deeper. Now, I had to get my daily bottle of wine drinking out of the way. So I had to get some good sleep. I had to start letting my brain heal so my emotions would come up again and start to teach me. And I had to be willing to explore and learn more about myself and realize, too, that it wouldn't always be this way. So what I'm saying is, can you begin to learn and heal and grow and be coached while you're drinking? Absolutely. Because a lot of times in the beginning, that's why y'all come to me. That's what the roadmap's for, to begin removing it so you can start to see. I just had a conversation with one of my roadmap students yesterday where she said, I went 6 weeks the whole time during the roadmap. Now, some of the other ones have not. So don't come in here and compare yourself when you decide to commit and do that. There are some of them that drink every other day or they drink for a week and then they adapted. So here's the thing. That's not the ultimate goal, is for you to be without it. The ultimate goal is for you to explore and learn through the process. And what she realized was like, whoa, there's some stuff in my life I don't really like anymore. There's some feelings that I'm feeling that I haven't felt, and I need to learn how to explore these and see what they're trying to tell me. So that's the win, to where you can start exploring and realize, wait, this is not what I want. How do I begin to take action towards that version of myself and towards God and what He has for me? Okay? So I had to get that all the way out of the way so that I could explore more. And I went seasons and then drank again. And then there was just a time where it was done. It was done for me. Complete surrender, my last final day one, and you'll have yours too. You will. So the simple answer is to tell you why you drink, because a lot of times that's your big question. Why do I drink so much? Why do I drink so much? Well, the simple answer is you drink because you found that it was a coping tool and it worked. It took the pain away for a moment. It took the overstressing away. It took the overthinking away until tomorrow. You did not allow yourself to discover other ways to calm you and calm your body and your mind, to actually allow yourself to feel things instead of stuff it down and run. And this could be going on for a very, very long time. It did it with me. So that's why you drink. So what if you just decided today that that can be your reason? Because once you accept that, then you can actually be open to going, oh, cool. So this isn't so heavy after all. Now I can open myself up to exploring new things if I know why I got here. Then later on, we can address things from childhood. I had to address things as a teen, a young wife and mom, and so on. There was healing that had to be had. So I want to ask you this question. It's March. We're in the end of the first quarter. And I want you to think back to where you were with your drinking and your thoughts and your feelings and life and listening to the podcast. Where were you then? And where are you now? Is doing what you've been doing serving you? Are you okay with where you still are? And if you're not, then you have to do something different. Nothing that you've been doing so far is going to support you in this next level. You're there. You have to do something new and different to get above it, to get unstuck. Okay? So I want you to think about, now think forward. Where do you want to be last quarter of this year? We're in first quarter. Where do you want to be in the last quarter? How are you want to feel? What do you want your life to look like as far as your health, your energy, your sleep, your relationships to your kids, your partner, yourself, your family, God, to your job, or maybe not job. Maybe you want a new one and you want to do something different. Your finances, how you serve and love others. What do you want that to look like? And then let me know. Send me an email. I love you and I'm here to support you and I want to help you get unstuck to that next level. So please reach out if you know that this is for you. Okay? Until next time, stay blessed. Hey friend, before you go, I want to make sure that you know about the free masterclass that is available for you. It's the 5 steps to help you stop overdrinking without stress and overwhelm. Download it for free today at setfreesisterhood.com/masterclass. I would love for you to come join the Facebook community too. I will put the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to see what support would look like so that you could start walking out your future of being alcohol free and stepping into the woman who God is calling you to be, email me at michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Until next time, stay blessed.